You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Yeah, I think that's another way of attacking this. Is like, what would you ask? What do you want to hear when Brad Holmes goes to the podium today? As we try to assess, like, okay, is this just a blip? A little bump in the road? Or do you feel like the walls are closing in and the window's closed? 248-539-9797. Some of the early responses on text. Window will be closed until they move on from Goff. John is rolling his eyes. That's the appropriate response.
Yeah. Come on. He is a top 10 quarterback. And
what's easier, finding a top 10 quarterback or adding a guard or a center or a tackle?
Or all three versus finding a starting quarterback.
Yeah. Man, I don't understand. They could not run the ball well this year. They didn't protect him well. He was sacked the most times in his career. And it's not like he was a stiff.
No, he had one of his better years in terms of yards, touchdowns versus interceptions.
Rating, all of it. So we know what the guy looks like when you protect him. Do we not remember the winning playoff games?
Well, yeah. And he was a finalist for the MVP last year.
I know. Guys, the window's currently closed. They need a tackle, guard, and center, defensive tackle to replace Reader, linebacker, corners, safety depth, and decide who helps Gibbs.
So it's not going to be as difficult as I think people think to replace DJ Reader. Like, what type of impact did he have?
Yeah. I mean, some of that is you have to bank on a second
year.
I'm
more worried about Roy Lopez than I am DJ Reader.
Yeah. Some of this is second year for Ty Leak, second year from the ACL from Aleem McNeil. And you can't solely bank on it. I would like to bring Lopez back if possible or replace him in free agency. They will need some external guys. Like when you talk about tackle, guard, and center, I think I'd like a veteran center, whether it's Tyler Linderbaum or McGovern from the Bills, some guys who are set to be free agents that play the center position. And tackle, you probably need to be a year early, even if Taylor Decker comes back. And he says, who helps Gibbs? What do you think happens with David Montgomery? Because I was looking it up. They could cut him and save $4 million, but if you have to use that money
to go sign somebody else
for another battering ram running back, too, you probably
just keep David Montgomery.
Keep him. I would imagine Graham is a cut candidate if he doesn't out and out retire. There are ways to free up some money, and they're going to have to be more aggressive than they've been willing to be. I think that's the key, right? Like if Brad Holmes comes out today and he's like, what are you guys talking about? We're like a game away from the playoffs. I don't need to make any wholesale changes.
Yeah.
Well, then I would worry about the window starting to close, John. Because without them taking a crowbar and prying it open, that's the way it's headed. They've gone backwards three straight years.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Hank Fraley got a lot of credit 2 years ago, guys, for the offensive line, but not nearly enough heat this year for guys not developing who we needed to be replacements. That's from Matt. What do you make of that?
Well, we saw Giovanni Manu for, what, one game? And then he was hurt the rest of the year? Mm-hmm. Now, is it on Hank because Tristan Colon is just not a very good player? I mean, like, I don't know what more you're going to get out of him or Awosika or anybody else that filled in. I thought Miles Frazier, actually, when he went in, played well. Mm-hmm. Mahogany, when he was healthy, I thought he played, you know, as a second-year player you would expect to play. Tate Ratledge got better throughout the course of the year.
Yeah,
so guys with the ability did get better. Guys without the ability, you kind of throw up your hands and be like, this is what it
is. Just not good enough. Yeah, I mean, I would defer to you more on this, obviously, but the way I look at it is, young players on the offensive line are going to get better. They were just asking too much of young, unproven players this season. Like, they may blossom into good players in the next couple seasons, but they're not. The Lions aren't a developmental team anymore. They're supposed to be contending for a Super Bowl. So when you count on too many of the question marks, there's only so much you're going to get.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd still go to, in terms of coaching an offensive line, did Tate Ratledge get better throughout the year?
Yes.
Did, when Mahogany was in there, was he getting better throughout his time?
Yeah, I mean, the end of the year, he came back and didn't look very good, but I don't know if he was still dinged up and gutting it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Awosika, Cologne, you know, have those guys reached their maximum? Have they reached their ceiling? Yes.
Graham, another one of those guys, yeah.
Graham's just reached his ceiling as in terms of age.
I know, he's what he is. But that's what I'm saying is it Hank's fault? And maybe to a degree it is. I'm not trying to take the heat off of him. It's his position group. But how much of it is it Brad Holmes, who said, hey, I need you to keep up the play you got from Ragnow and Zeitler with a rookie and some vets who have been tapped out? I mean, isn't that more on Brad asking Hank to whip up something delicious with limited ingredients? Like, if you gave Hank 2 or 3 years to get this offensive line up, that's a different story. But when you throw it all on him in one offseason and say you got to replace two veterans up front, it's not a wonder to me or a surprise that even if those guys are getting better, they're just not good enough right now.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We both think that this is not a window that is shut, but a bump in the road.
Yeah. I 100% think it's a bump in the road because while Branch, when he comes back, I think he's going to be just fine, but he may not be the same player where you saw him play nickel, you saw him play corner, you saw him play free, you saw him play strong. Like, he's probably going to be in one position. He's probably going to be that strong safety position. I think the bigger question is, what are you doing with the other safety? And is he going to be limited because of the injury? Is he done because of the injury?
See, I think it's a bump in the road right now, but if Joseph and Branch are like virtually not contributing most of next season, to me, that's like, now you've got a humongous need in a secondary. Because you don't know what you have in Arnold and Rakestraw. Rakestraw is almost more intriguing in terms of actually being able to do something than Arnold. I think Terron Arnold's a bust. I do. I think we're having a tough time saying bad things about this team because it's been a fun 3 years, right? 4 years even. And I've seen no evidence that he's a starting cornerback in this league. He might be a depth guy. Well, that's not what you're taking at 23.
No.
See, the lack of adding starters to this roster the last 2 years in the draft.
Well, that draft specifically, the 24 draft.
Because I think you forced Williams in some. That was because of McNeil, to a degree, right? Ratledge, I think he drafted a starter.
Yeah.
I think it's a bump for now.
Here's another thing that'll be interesting to see how this changes. One of the other complaints about Brad Holmes is, what are you doing after that first and second round? You know, should you be taking guys that you think can be contributors now as opposed to projects? So Giovanni Manu, Hendon Hooker, special teams ace Sione Vaki. Like, are those the picks you should be making? Or should you be trying to hit on guys like you did earlier in your tenure? We talk about that, those middle rounds, the Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth, the Aleem McNeil in the third, Kirby Joseph in the third. You got to replenish those guys before you're worrying about projects.
Well, there's a direct correlation to their success that they had during this regime and getting third and fourth round starters out of it. And you're not going to hit every one. But the last couple of years, they've hit nothing. I mean, there's been no contribution to this team whatsoever. I guess you might have it in Mahogany a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Well, Isaac Tesla, maybe not in terms of total numbers, but he did have, what, 6 touchdowns?
Yeah, but I mean, let's be, how much did he add to this team offensively throughout the year? Those were spot catches. I mean, it was kind of like, remember what was the dude's?
Still 6 points.
I know, but remember the Joseph Fourier had the 7-touch, 8-touchdown year? There's an element of that to it because Fourier did nothing else. Like, we don't know what we have in this guy. Again,
well, it's also the cost to acquire. Are you going to burn 3 third-round picks for that guy?
Well, that's the thing. It's Manu, and the picks that you gave up for him. It's Broderick Martin. When he was preparing for a draft party the following day because no one thought that he was going to be any good, yet Brad Holmes did, and Broderick Martin isn't even here anymore.
Well, how about that as a compromise? Brad, if you want to take a project as the draft goes deeper, you just can't give up future capital to do it.
Yeah.
Because you get burned twice. You take a player who's not an NFL player, and then you give up extra picks to do it.
And I couldn't stand the Hooker pick. I mean, he's a one-read quarterback. He hasn't, like, and he was injured. He wasn't going to help you at all. Like, you basically threw away that pick unless you just hit that lucky quarterback home run. That is so rare to do that.
It is. I was okay with that gamble. And if I was okay with that gamble, I have to be okay with the fact that it didn't work out.
Yeah, and you know, in that draft, his first four picks were phenomenal.
Yeah. Guys, here's some of the feedback. What do you want to hear from Brad Holmes? I don't want to hear a single excuse, all caps.
Well, then it goes to what's an excuse and what are some reasons. Now, if obviously, hey, Frank retiring, it's not an excuse, but it is a reason. But the answer is, well, we didn't plan for it.
We weren't adequately prepared, and we didn't do enough once we were dealt that hand.
Yeah.
We were relying on some young, unproven players, and we didn't do enough to fortify up front, and it's going to be priority number one this offseason. These are the things I'd like to hear. There's no excuse. Your head coach came out and took accountability. He said, I gave myself a freaking F. I would hope to hear something similar from Brad Holmes today, and not like an ivory tower perspective of, well, it's really not that bad.
Right.
Guys, you could bring up injuries. They didn't even make the playoffs. You know, it's one thing like last year. I still didn't love the injury excuse, but at least they won 15 games and were in the playoffs and had a one seed. Like this year, the injuries, you couldn't even get in the playoffs. It's a long way away from the Super Bowl if you're not even in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's where the excuse, you can't really make that excuse. Guys, the window is closed with a storm window installed. This team has gone as far as they can with Goff.
I disagree with that. I think Goff, you can win a Super Bowl with Goff.
I agree. If the window's closed, is it or not? It's solely based on if Brad Holmes fills the needs this offseason. Does he get good players or does he add bargain bin guys with an injury history? The same folks talking about the window being closed forget who opened the window in the first place. It was Holmes. This is a speed bump year. Like, I think he's got to take a crowbar and keep the window propped open because it's one of these deals where it's a sliding window. Gravity's doing its thing. This is what happens in the NFL. You can't stay on top forever unless you pry it open with some bold moves.
And we talked about the draft picks. We talked about the draft. You know, he's been bold at moving around on draft day. But you can't only be bold for one weekend in April.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of other days, 362 other days where you got to look and say, what are we doing to try and make some trades to make this roster better or to try and sign guys in free agency?
Like, you're going to hear us talk about this a lot between now and free agency, but like, if they do restructures, they're going to have cap space and they need to use it on guys that count against this year's cap and not worrying about rolling over cap for future signees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it'd be expensive to pay for one of these premium centers, but you got to get back in the playoffs and make some noise. It's a non-negotiable.
Yeah, and the pass rush, it's all about being able to get there at, you know, within a reasonable time. Like, you can't just sit there and say, well, yeah, okay, we put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks, got a lot of sacks, but it took us 3 seconds to get there. That doesn't go. You also had a front seven that wasn't hurt, that wasn't banged up, and gave up a lot of yards on the ground.
So we'll be interested to see. Accountability. And where they go from here, Brad Holmes speaks 4 o'clock today. We'll carry it live right here on the station. So we'll get more of your feedback, 248-539-9797. We've got the first Dear John of 2026. That's coming up at 9:35 later this hour. It's 97.1.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by.
National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When they weren't giving Gov a hard time, they were on the call last night. That's Mark and Rick for Pistons win against the Chicago Bulls. No Cade, no problem. Isaiah Stewart stepping up with a career high.
Mm-hmm. That info, points. No problem.
Yeah. Some of the response on what do you want to hear from Brad Holmes today? And this question about is this a bump in the road or is the window closed? You have a text that says, guys, for Brad's presser, I don't want to hear him cash any receipts from what reporters said about this team or his moves. Admit 2025 was a step back, but promise to recalibrate, get back to building in the trenches on both sides of the ball. Bruno in Dearborn.
Be a great answer.
Agreed. I want to hear from Brad that he isn't going to take wasting picks on projects anymore. He's going to quit signing often injured players in reclamation projects. I know we won't hear that because he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, Tim in Lapeer. Saying we've gotten worse three straight years is a fake narrative. The 15-2 team was better than the year before. They got knocked out earlier in the playoffs. But this past year was a bump in the road. The window is wide open, Derek in Livonia.
I would agree that last year's team was better than the year before.
But they didn't accomplish as much.
Correct.
So that's why I said they've
taken a step back
three straight years. The challenge is to win the Super Bowl. They were one step away from the Super Bowl.
Then they were two steps away.
Two steps, and now they didn't even make the playoffs. Guys, just put it on a grid. It's real easy. It's going the wrong way. Guys, it's not fair to determine whether the window is closed until you see what Brad decides to do with this roster. The core is there, but the team lacks depth. Hard decisions need to be made with players like Glasgow, Rodrigo, a few D-line spots. Adding depth through free agency and a good draft goes a long way. Bill in Plymouth. I think that's a great way of putting it. The reason why I said it's not closed is because he has the opportunity to take that crowbar this offseason and do something about it. You've got your quarterback. You've got studs on key positions, right? Your tackle, your edge, your receiver, your running back, the green dot of your defense at middle linebacker. Those are cornerstone pieces where you play a soft schedule, you make good moves, you're going to win 12 games, you're going to be in the playoffs, you're going to be right back taking swings at this. But you got to attack the offseason properly. If they don't, if they want to roll over more cap for the future and extend more of their own and make little Band-Aid moves, they may win a couple extra games with a soft schedule, but they're not going to go anywhere.
And I think the big thing, too, is he's not experienced all that much in some of the difficult decisions that he might have to make here.
What do you mean by that?
Like in terms, his background is drafting and scouting.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be, I think this is his biggest challenge of his tenure here. He had a lot of capital, you know.
So, when he first took over, so you're saying, because you trade Stafford, you have extra firsts, you pick higher in those rounds, you do a good job. I don't want to make this all like it's happenstance or luck. You do a good job, but your reward in the NFL is you get to play tougher games and you get to pick later in the draft. Well, and your players cost more money, so you can't keep all of them.
To Tom's point, what's the best thing that he's been able to do over the course of his entire tenure?
Drafting.
Okay. Where do we feel he has fallen short?
Probably free agency.
And trades.
Free agency, you know, trades. Player acquisition outside of the draft.
Pro side evaluations. Yeah.
Like I'm living in a world personally where if I can get something of value for JMO, I would do it. Because if I'm him, I believe in that receiver I drafted last year to step in. You got to see, these are difficult things to consider. If you're him, you have to consider
them. Well, so there's a couple things just to point out, and I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty confident. I know Aleem McNeil and JMO, and I think Kirby Joseph, all have a higher dead cap than their upcoming cap hit. So any trades or cuts, you will pay them more to not play for you than to play for you. This was always the thing. When you paid these guys early, you had to be right, because the first few years where their guaranteed money is there, they're your dudes. Like, JMO's their guy.
Yeah.
Aleem McNeil's their guy. Kirby Joseph, wonky knees and all, he's got to be their guy. They made those decisions already. That's the bed they have to sleep in.
And you know what? He bet on himself doing that, right? And
yeah.
You could argue two of the three are bad. I think you could argue all three are bad, personally. It wasn't necessary to do it. The only way it's necessary is
Aleem McNeil was in the last year of his deal and he signed an extension. And at that time, I think we all looked at it and said, that's a good extension.
So the counter
argument, being able to see.
Right. The counter argument was they could have let that year end
and then pay him more in free agency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him walk and you draft his replacement. You can't keep everybody. It's one of the great things that the Philadelphia Eagles have done with Roseman. They know when to let guys go. Who went to Arizona last year? I can't even think of the passer.
Sweat.
I made the comparison. He was like Larry Brown from the Cowboys years ago that made all this money because of his playoff performance. Where's he? Right. What's he doing? Yeah. How'd he help Arizona? Oh, his coach got fired.
Well, they also lost Milton Williams, who I thought played well for the Patriots. But the point is, it's not like the Eagles' defense fell apart. They just rolled another stud into the front seven.
Or added at the trade deadline. Now, he didn't do much.
Right.
And now he's a free agent.
Yeah. Guys, bump in the road, but my main concern is the offensive line. If Graham and Decker retire, what will Brad do? The draft, free agency, both. We have to rely on a young offensive line. That is the concern.
Well, if Decker retires, yes, what will Brad do? I don't think you're sitting there waiting at the edge of your seat to see if Graham retires. You shouldn't be.
No. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, there are several local restaurants that are feeling the effects of customers downsizing their orders. Specifically, Tanya's Pizza in Royal Oak says that customers are ordering smaller pizzas with fewer toppings. There's another pizza shop just down the road that's also saying they're noticing the same thing. People are not buying the large pizzas anymore. They're going for the smaller options. And a lot of it has to do with how expensive pizzas are, the cost of them. According to Slice, which is this online ordering platform for pizzeria, the average cost of a large cheese pizza is now about $17. You know what? It's so funny. Maybe it's because every time we go out to eat, Colin is always the one that's picking up the bill.
Yeah.
Well, the other day he ordered a pizza and I was already out. So he said, hey, can you grab it for me? I'm like, sure. And I ran in, grabbed it, and the guy was like, oh, you're good to go. I'm like, are you sure? Did he pay for it already? I didn't know if he'd paid over the phone. Yeah. He was like, oh, let me look. He's like, actually, no, he didn't pay. I'm like, all right,
what do
I got? I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, shoot, I should have just walked out.
How much?
It was over $20. It was like 20-some dollars.
Yeah.
Wow, and I was, I opened it because I'm like, well, what did he order?
Right.
But I haven't bought a pizza myself. Or apparently picked up the bill in quite a while, because I was kind of shocked by how much a pizza cost.
Great move by Colin.
I'm
sorry, I can't get there. Can you pick it up? Or I forgot my wallet. Can you pick it up?
By the way, I haven't paid. I totally get that. Anyway, this is interesting as well. New data and studies show that Gen Z is saving less than they're spending, and they seem to just be giving up on ever owning a home. So, John, get ready. They're going to be living with you for a long time.
they can rent an apartment.
Yeah. Well, the average age, listen to this, of a first-time home buyer recently jumped to 40 years old.
It's awful.
Okay. So, I mean, that's not going in the right direction, but it doesn't mean they have to live at home.
No, it doesn't. They can... Correct. You know, sleep on a friend's couch. I don't know. No, I'm joking. They can rent an apartment. They can rent.
But obviously the downside to renting is you're not building any equity.
No, not at all. So you are spending more than you're saving. It also says that they're just kind of like disappointed and frustrated by the state of the housing market. So they're spending more than they're saving. They're working less and they're making risky investments.
Like meme coins and stuff?
Yeah, I guess crypto.
Yeah, maybe.
Things like that. Yeah. Just be prepared, John. All right, this is kind of cool. Peacock is adding new audio enhancements that could excite some sports fans. So according to a new report, Peacock will become the first streamer to integrate this new Dolby products that will enhance the sights and sounds of the games to their sports broadcasts. So that includes clearer dialogue, better sound quality, and what's
Do you have
the
to have
part.
The correct Hold speakers?
Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell you. There's going to be personal controls that can allow users to mute like the commentary announcers.
Oh, just please let me turn down the volume of the commercials. I hate it when I'm watching a show or I'm watching a sporting event.
John.
And then the commercials are blaring at you.
You're missing the best part. I saw this story, and the photo they used was a photo of Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, can I just mute him?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that you can control, and you can mute, like, the announcers, and you can just
I don't
want
to mute Mike. I just want to mute Chris.
Well, when he is on, you can mute him.
So it could do
but
it
you'll
by,
still
like,
get
it'll
the
be,
sound.
Yeah, it's it'll like be you, a one... sided conversation.
I don't know exactly how it's going to work because it's not going to be available on TV. It's only through the app, like, so not through TV broadcasts. Okay. And it's going to be available later in 2026.
So if we apply this to radio, we could put up the poll question.
Oh my gosh.
Who would people mute, John
no,
or
let's,
Jim?
Let's not put that poll question up.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah. You want to hear the one sided conversation? I could talk to you all morning.
Have you seen Matt Damon lately?
No.
Gosh, he's lost so much weight and is really jacked. Yeah, he says he's or got back. I don't know if he still is, but he says he's going to try to maintain it. Got back to his high school weight of 167 pounds.
It was a tiny
and it's
guy.
All thanks to Christopher Nolan. Well, look at the pictures. And I don't have them up. Google it. yeah, he was on the New Heights podcast with the Kelseys and kind of talked to them about his strict gluten-free diet and his training schedule that he did to get back into this high school shape.
Good for him. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's a tiny dude. Hold on, images.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, how tall is he?
Oh, well, this is
now
a terrific question.
Yes.
See, I'm on Ross St. Brown height. Is
yeah,
what she's
exactly. Yeah. Does he wear a little jacket? Does he... A little man.
It does not. I will find out how tall
height.
He is. Well, not
he's
quickly.
He's 55 years old. Okay. He's 5'10", according to a Google search.
Yeah, he's a little dude.
So he is. Okay. He's right there.
Mm-hmm. Almost eye to eye with Colin.
Almost. A little shorter, though.
Looking up to Amon-Ra St. Brown is what you're telling me.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Dear John. It's 97.1.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free.
If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mark Champion with the call. Pistons with a win last night against the Chicago Bulls at LCA. No Cade Cunningham, but
still a win.
Hey, still a win. That's who these teams. That's who these Pistons are.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Stewart, the big standout performance, career high 31 points.
Always having someone step up.
Yeah, look, and that's the difference. The Pistons haven't had a lot of 60 win teams in the history of this franchise. Only twice. They're on pace to do it a third time. I think they had teams that were good enough in previous eras, but teams didn't take nights off. The Pistons are going to win a lot of games because they don't take nights off and the other team does. Mm-hmm. The Pistons are 6-1 on back-to-backs. That's a great, you know, stat that reflects that. Most teams lose. Detroit doesn't take nights off. Even if Cade's not playing, the team doesn't pack it in. Other guys step up and they win again. Also on the broadcast last night, we had a listener tip us off to this. Member of the show got called out by Mark Champion and Rick Mahorn.
Live on air. As usual.
I do need to get false information from Tom Milliken as a drop. I think that could work.
Uh-huh.
That does happen occasionally. I'm not perfect. None of us are. Right?
So what happened?
We've had a lot of scheduling issues here at the station for multiple reasons. And Jenny was supposed to do the game, needed another week off. So I did not get the communication to Mark, basically because I forgot.
So
more disrespect for the Pistons broadcast, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's just been a pile of stuff going on here over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And, I left that one.
Is that a reason or an excuse?
It's a reason and an excuse.
So. Setting us up for 4 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. They can do that in the afternoon when the press conference is done. We're going to play you the following audio. Mm-hmm. Reason
I
or
didn't
excuse?
Get that lined up right today to air on.
Good.
It's out of my hand. And now people have to perform. Guess who's taking the equipment down?
Is it Rieger?
Yeah.
Okay, so if it doesn't air at 4 o'clock,
yeah,
you can direct all ire and frustration at Jeff Rieger. Exactly. We do have some response to Dear John.
Oh, okay.
And, okay, this one says, regarding Dear John, that sommelier was probably given the bottle of wine free by a rep anyway, or at minimum got it wholesale. Don't feel guilty giving it away.
Yeah.
Says the guy was actually being lazy by giving wine to non-wine drinkers to begin with. Don't feel bad. I also think wine is easy to re-gift, right?
It's also nice to have at your house, even if you're not a wine drinker, when you host.
Sure.
Because other people like to drink wine, right? So it's always good to have wine on hand, even if it's not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get the snob that walks in and you're like, well, you know, basically my question is red or white.
Right.
All right. Because I got one or the other. And they'll be like, oh, yes. Do you have a Merlot? Do you have a Pinot? I'm like, hell, I don't know. Crack into this one. You tell me. I tell you what. I'm not going to tell you what it is, and I'm going to let you drink it. You tell me. I always love playing that trick on them because they most of the time they're like, I don't really know, but it tastes good. Okay.
I'm getting.
I'd love to see
cleanse your palate. Yeah.
Something I can't imagine is John Jansen opening a bottle of wine.
Oh, I can open a bottle of wine.
I know that you can do it. I know that you would. I just, to see the
you
image
can't picture
of
it.
The image, yeah.
Yeah.
I picture him swirling the glass in his nose. I'm getting the
bouquet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's very oaky, smoky. Hints of chocolate.
Sure. Take your word for it. This one says, on the credit card situation, when you get the gift for the holiday, pay your debt first always. It's irresponsible not to. It's not fun, but it's a responsible thing to do.
Nah.
Then you can save up for your trip without the debt hanging over your head paying the interest.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I go back to what I said. Like, yeah, there's got to be some responsibility, and you got to pay your debt down. But $5,000 is a lot of money. You could do both.
Yeah.
It's a gift. Have some fun with it.
I think that's part of it.
Right?
From her perspective, is like, it's not fun to get this gift, and the gift is debt relief.
It's not, I mean, it sounds like her parents could just easily pay your debt if they wanted to. But this was more of a gift. Go have some fun with it. But yes, use it towards both. Yeah.
$5,000, of course. Use them for sexy photos.
Oh, there you go.
That's a lot of sexy photos.
Yeah. Depends on how many poses you need.
How long the
wardrobe
photo shoot
changes,
is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's taking the pictures?
Heather's comment's great. He's got it right here.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't need the pictures.
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, the live version's always better.
And you were saying to us, women do this for themselves.
I think a lot of the time, yeah, it's a way to feel empowered. You feel confident, you feel good, and you have the photos, and then you can also share them with your husband, right? Like, that's kind of like a bonus.
Gator has a smirk on his face.
What I walk into?
Boudoir photos.
Uh-huh, from your significant other.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Have you ever taken any of those to give to any significant others?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually it's just a picture of a calf. That's all I got. Calf, calf or hairline, you know?
Those are the two.
If you got it, flaunt it, Gator.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah,
you
know, look at that definition.
Get a little to the side. Pull up the jean.
Yeah, you know, just above the ankle so you don't get any, you know. Him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty good looking right up to the knee. It's a good looking lower leg.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Yeah. Do you trim it?
No, because I'm not that hairy to begin with, John. So I think what little hair is there is
it makes it more a little more masculine.
Yeah. I think if I were to shave down the lower leg for a photographic experience, I think that's a little too metro for me. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's,
okay.
That's not me.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Dear John, that's what you walked into.
Pictures are fun. You know who's taking a picture.
So that was my question as well.
That was a request, a birthday request from a husband to his wife.
And his wife was a little uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's different, right? Like, I think it's a weird request. It's more of like the wife's like, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to feel sexy. And then like, here, honey, look at this. It's not like,
go take some
photos for me.
Yeah.
When she's providing you with the photos when you didn't ask for them, it's sexy as hell.
Yeah.
You know, when you're asking her, hey, how about getting some pictures? All right, creeper, hold on.
Yeah.
But also it lets you know, if I would take it this way, if you were the lady in this whole thing, isn't it kind of flattering that he wants that from you?
I think so.
I mean, I would hope that my husband would want that from me.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
Sure, it's flattering.
I'm all in.
Yes, but it's
you're all in.
It's weird.
Well, I'm not going to be the one posing.
Your coworker?
No, come on.
No.
Yeah, Doug just made it weird. And good luck on your show, 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.